You did start this book while doing radio, and I see some of your thoughts during a pretty long commute, Chuck.
Well, at the time, it was started on Stolen Moments at a lunch hour when I was working as a commercial copywriter, production director at a radio station, where you well know, Shelley, that perhaps an account executive might come to a person in the studio saying, okay, here's a newspaper ad, give me 60 seconds of magic.
Mm-hmm.
And so doing that day in, day out, I went to back up about 5 months' worth of copy and saw over 500 pages. And I said, well, there's got to be a book there. So I went home and started the book on lunch hours and such. Then when I shifted jobs to working overnights in Boston, it was a two-hour, one-way commute. So I had ample time to have fun in my head while I was driving down I-95 from Portland to Boston each night, where I would like the story to go. And during the course of an overnight shift on a music station, things get a little slow, so I'd be able to peck out a page here and a page there, and continued with daddy duties in the dance school waiting room while my daughters did their mm-hmm. various after-school classes and stuff.
So there will be another, Taken Identity Part 2?
Well, it's not necessarily, it is a sequel. It is a follow-up with a lot of the characters returning, but with a different storyline. It's actually completed, and it's called Southeast Distressway, which is kind of a play on the roadway that runs through the heart of downtown Boston. But it's more of a domestic concern as opposed to an international concern.
How'd you get into radio?
It's all I ever wanted to do. From the time my grandmother would take us into Boston every Christmas and we'd walk the city looking at the lights and inevitably would take us by the radio station in Park Square. It underwent many call letter changes throughout the years, but it was a ground level, full glass, look in and watch the world of radio happen. And then they would also... You would see the summertime broadcasts of the legendary radio stations such as WBZ and WMEX and the Good Guys and doing their thing at the amusement parks in the summertime. And they'd set up camp for the whole summer. So every evening I would go down at least and be able to watch them do their thing. That's all I ever wanted to do. So I pursued radio as first as a college vocation. Boston had a junior college at the time for broadcasters. Graham Junior College, but that school suffered some financial setbacks, which led me into the Navy, and eventually while in the Navy, I got a part-time job up here in Portland and have been on the air up here, also moonlighting at times in Boston ever since.
All right, so radio host and, of course, let's add author now to that forever introduction. Chuck Igo, is there a message from Taken Identity?
The only message I hope is that people who perhaps like a good mystery, kind of a whodunit or who's going to do it, a nice spy story, it's a yarn, it's got some fun international settings. Hopefully, as I heard from a friend of a friend who's already read the book, gave me some feedback and said, well, he says, you know, some of your descriptions are, you know, I was really able to envision where I was, but I just wanted the story to move. But there are a few points in the story, I think, where, again, getting back to write what you know, I'd like the idea of that folks can develop a mental image, perhaps, and maybe even encourage them to go visit South Carolina, come to Maine, see what a beautiful state it is.
Yeah, beautiful country we have, bottom line. All right, Chuck, website, please.
It's just chuckigo.com, and there are links there to... find the novel through the publisher, Author House, as well as folks who enjoy more conventional book outlets, whether it's Amazon or Barnes & Noble and such like that.
Thank you for signing my book. This is nice.
Well, thank you for having us on. I appreciate it. And I'm very excited, by the way, to be able to say that at the moment with Author House, we're number two.
Whoa!
So perhaps a few more people picking up copies. They'll make great Christmas gifts. And, by the way, online as well, you can pick up a hardcover edition if that is more to someone's liking.
Good. I appreciate you mentioning that as I hold the paperback. The way I move, I need something a little more flexible here. Chuck Igo, man, thanks. Take care from one radio gal to a radio guy. And, of course, Taken Identity, your other talent. Take care.
Shelley, thank you so much for having us.